Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. So glad to be here.
Sorry for laughing. Okay, tonight, by the way, if you have questions, we'd like you to try to keep them on topic if you can. If they're not on topic, they'll kind of fall to the bottom and Squirrel will decide when to put them in. If time allows, we'll address them. Squirrel, give them your email address.
It's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Okay. Tonight's show, The Neutral Pause. Bashar has said every experience is neutral, and we put the spin on it. And as we experience a sense of time as speeding up, this will become more and more important because events are going to happen very quickly. The option to respond versus to react will become increasingly important. And we still have time, at least our version of it, although it is speeded up, to deal with the change and the triggers that throw us into fear, anger, shame, and whatever else may surface, twisting our response into reaction instead of response, which is the empowered choice. I can tell you because I'm all over the map on this one. We are such powerful conscious creators. We can all make empowered choice in our realities, and they will be reflected back to us in so many wonderful ways. And Squirrel, you've got some astrology updates for us.
Oh, gosh, of course I do. well, yesterday we had a new moon in Aries, and, you know, if anybody follows a little bit of astrology, Aries is a sign of self. So a lot of stuff is coming up about us individually and how it reflects out into our world. Not only that, though, what's great about when it's in the house of self, you can seed new things. So it can also create some dragging energy. It potentially, you get a spark of stagnation. But this, what I've read is the new moon is for deep contemplation and purposeful exploration of the self. This can happen organically in dreams that stay with you or in patterns in relationship that alert you to what's in the shadow in your psyche. So we also have eclipses. I know. You like that one, though, don't you, Jackie?
Yeah, I do.
We have eclipses coming up, so stay tuned, everyone. Anyway, this came in just recently from Deborah O'Connor, which I'm so grateful to get her updates. She says, if you have been feeling as if you're about to burst out of your skin, aching for the next thing to show itself, please know that Aries has been simultaneously kindling the fire inside of you and showing you how to patiently navigate, patiently is a key word here, I think, Jackie, the next step so you won't throw yourself headlong into the fire. This year's new Aries moon rose in the company of Mars and Venus, and together this little clan will help you find your sense of self in your relationship. It's not unusual for some anger or resentment to accompany this energy field, but these are simply red flags indicating a place for you to do some shifting. And if you are very brave, you'll be able to act on behalf of your integrity rather than deliver a blow to the heart. Much remarkable ground exists between our impatient reaction and our considered responses. Thank
you,
Deborah O'Connor. I mean, it's like she wrote this for our show tonight.
Yes. And Deborah does.
Yes.
She listens to the show. So this, perfect. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah.
Okay. The book that I couldn't remember the name of last week. Thank you, Marie Dolce, for sending the information. The essence is that there's an extraterrestrial savior, according to the new book. This has to do with the Catholic Church. It's called Exo Vaticana, referring to the Vatican. Authors Chris C. D-R-I-S, Putnam and Thomas Horn. But again, X-O-E-X-O hyphen Vaticana, V-A-T-I-C-A-N-A. Definitely worth a read, I think. Got it. If any of you read it, email us and let us know what you think. Also, Bonnie at livealifeyoulove.com, her book can now be pre-ordered on her website. It goes to print, I think, this week or next. Or it will be available on Amazon for the same price, but pre-order it if you can. Again, her website, livealifeyoulove.com. And I want to just share an excerpt from somebody because I love this, and it also brought things up for me to talk with the team about. This is an excerpt of something someone sent her who read the book. I wanted to tell you all this detail so you'll get the sense that your book and writing intentions that include feelings has had a huge impact on me. Here is what I think is happening. I do not believe you've just come up with a set of beliefs and techniques that work. I think you've set up a morphological field that is a huge energy for change. So I asked the team, this really set me, because I understood this, which I thought was fascinating immediately when I read it. Bonnie had sent it over for me to read. I didn't read the whole comment from this woman. So I asked the team if this is what they do when they work with people and during the shows. And they concurred that this is what they do. And to explain it further is that when we interact with people during sessions, they are able to see and understand things they wouldn't get otherwise. The field allows people to make quantum changes in a relatively short period of time, exponential change. This book will do the same thing with great steps and explanations that you can apply to anything. Everyone should be ordering the book. This was all from the team. So I thought that was really, really interesting. Another piece, got to share this with everybody. You probably read this somewhere, Squirrel.
I read this today, actually.
Okay, ET genetic code may be found in human DNA. According to Kazakhstan scientists, biological SETI theory. Now, we've all heard and read before that they have determined that in the junk DNA is potentially extraterrestrial DNA that they still haven't been able to figure out. Under these studies in Kazakhstan, even though it's in Russia, very advanced scientifically. Their theory is that an advanced alien civilization seeded our galaxy eons ago with an ET signal that eventually found its way to Earth, implanting a genetic code into humans. This comes from Discovery.com. They call it a biological SETI. The results of their research, the WOW signal of the terrestrial genetic code, can be found in peer-reviewed journal, Icarus.
Icarus.
What is it? Icarus? Thank you.
Icarus. That's fine.
Okay. Never studied Greek.
it's mythology.
Or Latin. Okay. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. They refer to it as an unexplained radio signal detected by SETI scientists in 1977. So in essence, what they're saying is this genetic code that we carry has been activated as of 1977 and continues to be activated at different frequencies. This felt so incredibly right to me. I mean, I just almost leapt out of my chair when I read it. Okay, So I thought this was fascinating. Okay, tonight's show. This is my sharing period where I get to be the guinea pig once again.
You're making me laugh. Go ahead.
No laughing. Okay.
Sorry.
All experience is neutral. It is so easy to forget. I'll share some of mine with you this week. And it brought all this back to me in a really big way. Saturday night, went to dinner. in the place I live. Okay, this is not like I was traveling miles away. After dinner, dropped my girlfriend off at her home in the place I live. Okay, as I backed out, the underside of my car, which is very low, scraped on her driveway, which completely shook me up. And because my car, my little car, is very powerful, and her street is very narrow, I backed right into the neighbor across the street, who was parked in his driveway, kind of at an angle, and his tailpipe hit my car, cracked, you could hear the cracked my bumper, and I went into shock. I got out of the car. All I could see was the crack on the side. There was no real major street lights there. We're in the country. And I felt his car. I didn't feel any real damage. So I went home. I was so shook up. When I walked around behind the car, I saw scratches where the car, where I'd hit him. So I thought I'd just hit his tailpipe. It was a, of course, it was a tricked out Beamer. Okay, so I thought, oh, crap. So I thought, okay, tomorrow morning I'll get up. I'll drive over, see if there's any damage on his car. And then, you know, all night long I'm thinking, well, if I don't say anything, it'll go on my, I don't know what it's called, comprehensive, okay? And it doesn't hit my, I just changed insurance companies after being with State Farm my whole life, right? So I'm not feeling real safe around insurance at the moment. So, and I find out in the morning that the guy across the street owns a major dealership in town, and but not here, but actually in Gilroy, and thinking, oh, wow. Well, I mean, if it's, you know, a couple of scratches, he can fix it. No problem. Okay. I won't feel it. Of course, you go through all of these things. All I can think of is my poor car, the baby that I barely drive because I worry about people banging into her. Again, this is a problem when you carry that mindset. I know better. So I buck it up the next day because I'm feeling terrible. And I get up. I have an early morning appointment I have to go to. I drive by the car, and there are scratches on the bumper. And I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, so I have to rush my appointment. I get done with my appointment. I come back. Nobody answers the door. I get up the courage to go to the damn door. I am filled with shame, humiliation, and fear. And I'm trying to figure out why the hell I'm feeling all these emotions. Okay, I backed into his car. I didn't kill his dog. You know, this is, no offense to anybody, but I mean, it was an accident. So,
albeit a preventable accident, though. I mean, that's
yeah, that
happens,
one. Okay,
right?
That one.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, what humans do is they go to blame. The street was too narrow. He was hanging off the drive. What, you know, I had it all in my head. Okay, and I'm thinking, Jenny, you know better than this. You don't blame anyone. Buck it up. When you're feeling like this, you have no choice. You walk through it because if it's bringing up this kind of emotion, the only way you're going to heal it is you walk through it to the other side. And I'm thinking, yeah, at what price? You know, what's it going to, because I've spent so much money for this move, okay? So
yeah.
I go there, three cars are there, knock on the door, no damn answer. And I'm like, maybe it's a sign. And I'm thinking, no, it's not a damn sign. I know it's not a sign. So I talk to my son first thing in the morning. He says, Mother, did you immediately go to the front door? And I said, no, there were a bunch of cars there. He said, it's a felony to leave the scene of a crime. And I'm like, what?
For crime? I mean, really?
An
wasn't
accident.
That
to leave the scene of an accident. And I'm thinking,
okay.
Oh, great. Let's throw that on top of everything else. So I go back. I go back a couple of hours later, and I bring my dogs. This shows you that my little girl is running the show here. I got my little dogs at the front seat in my
moral support.
Moral support, right? Look, I'm cute, I'm innocent, and I'm fluffy. Look at my dogs. Here's my car.
Please forgive me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lord. So, at any rate, he said, well, thank you so much. We didn't even notice. Nobody noticed, blah, blah, blah. Of course, this is all I had to hear. And he said, but, you know. So he says, look, I'll try to get it fixed. I have contacts. He owns a dealership, right? And in fact, I'll try to set it up for your car, too. And I gave him my phone number. And so I just give him all the insurance because I'm thinking maybe I should just pay for this out of my pocket. And then I get home and I'm thinking, okay, Jackie, walk all the way through this. Just go ahead and do it. Put it through your, my son. This is why you have insurance. So, at any rate, I mean, the story gets funnier and funnier. I give him the insurance number. I have the wrong insurance card. It's the one that I had just canceled. And when I went...
So now, not only are you guilty of that, you're dealing with fraud.
I'm dealing with fraud, of course, on top of everything else. I don't catch it until the next morning when I go down to have, or 2 days later, I go down to have the car looked at and to get an estimate. And I show up and the guy says, oh, you know, Marty told us you were coming and to take good care of you. And I'm thinking, oh, how sweet, isn't that nice of him? And I pull out my insurance card and I look at it and I went, oh my God. Now, this is the tiniest town in the world. Well, second to yours only, a squirrel. And, you know, I now have gotten the reputation for being the ditzy blonde, which I don't think anyone ever in the world has ever thought of me as a ditzy blonde. But I'm okay with this because I think it's actually kind of funny. So, at any rate, everything's on its way to being fixed. And this morning, the insurance guy comes out, brings me the check. You know, we find out I didn't get this great deal I was supposed to get. And that's okay. And I have to go into Monterey to see my urologist and have a cancer checkup. I am now 9 months late for my checkup. And I have been through the move from hell, a short sale of my house, moving to a house I've never seen. You know, I can go on and on and on and on of everything that's gone on and all the healing I've had to do and all the stress and the emotion. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, I may be in real trouble here. And so I stop at Whole Foods to get a salad. There's no place to sit. I go out and sit in my car. I'm reading my email on my phone, and all of a sudden I feel this whoosh. I'm in the other car now, not the one that got hit. My dear Lexus, which I call my truck, which has got 111,000 miles on it, but it still looks pretty and it's paid for. I feel this whoosh. The car moves. I look over, and this big thing comes in next to me, and I went, oh, my God, I've just been hit. I get out of my car. And she just kind of went down the whole side, and she gets out of the car and starts heading to the grocery store. I said, ma'am, you hit me. And she says, I didn't feel anything.
No, she was probably driving a one-ton something pickup truck.
I don't think. I am, at this point, it's now ludicrous. Okay, the whole thing is ludicrous. We exchange information, and I'm thinking, you know, and it's the other side of the car, the other, anyway, I'm just thinking, okay, what's going on? I got in the car for a moment, and I thought, well, it's safety. You know, at a subconscious, kind of between the subconscious and conscious level, I've been running some great concern that's been so long. I've been through so much, worried that it would show up in my bladder, and but not dealing with it. At any rate, I go in, I am cancer-free, I am clean as a whistle. Not only that, the tissue is all super healthy. And all of a sudden, all the issues with the cars fall away, and I realize that the first incident, I did not go to neutrality. I reacted instead of responding. My little girl was running the show. She had done something wrong. She was bad, blah, 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 blah. And it was so fascinating to me that every, you know, when Bashar says every experience is neutral, I bled all over that. Literally bled all over it. It was so not neutral, it wasn't even funny. The second
Bashar's
one,
probably never driven a car either.
No, though, okay. So the second one, though, the one that happened today, I really was neutral, and all I kept thinking is, A, thank heaven I was in the car, so that I didn't have to go to my insurance company and swear up and down that somebody hit me and I didn't, you know, scrape the side of the car and try to blame it on
the counterattack.
Yeah, I was super nice to her because I felt so sorry for her because I understand when these things happen. And when I looked at her bumper, it was the second time she's hit somebody with that bumper because there were several colors of paint on there, and mine being the third. And
well, she gets to neutrality pretty easily.
Well, again, with this one, I was very neutral. I love my Lexus. I really do. I love my Lexus. I've never had an accident that was my fault my whole life. But, hey, things happen. But, again, I got to the reacting versus responding. And, you know, I told Squirrel tonight, we talked before the shows, and I said, you know, I know better than to put anything in a damn show that related to me, because sure enough, I'm going to bite the bullet, and I did this week. I absolutely bit the bullet all the way down the line. So, anyway, I came to the conclusion, of course, that they're just things, and I did talk with Bonnie about this, and there were some other issues going on that Bonnie picked up on immediately, and she was absolutely right on the things that she and I discussed, and then there was this other layer of lack of safety. And it was so fascinating to me, the moment I left the doctor's office, went out and got in my car, I felt totally safe, completely elated. And I realized that this whole move, you know, it's been trying to adjust to everything brand new, leaving my beautiful home and so on and so forth, that I really wasn't feeling completely safe. And I'm fascinated by that. I love where I am and, you know, et cetera. And there's so many things to love. But safety, and I'm obviously, that's a big issue, comes from childhood, which is why my child responded with all the foster homes. If anything broke or anything happened to anything, she would go into terror that people would find out she'd done something wrong. It was an absolute terror. And so evidently it struck that. So when you read Deb's astrology thing and, you know, mm-hmm. how it's the stuff that we're dealing with about our self-identity and so on, anything that's gotten in the way, and I've dealt with some of that this week. In addition to that, I've had to keep a very low profile here because it's Hollister. It's a very small town. It's very religious. I never noticed that when I lived here before.
Things have changed.
Well, I don't think they've changed. I think I've changed because
I
just loved having a good time. And so now I have other people to consider because their jobs and whatever, and reflecting on me. Everybody knows everybody, is related to everybody, and Squirrel and I were laughing because she lives in the same kind of town. Oh, Lord.
You know what? I have one question, comment to ask you. I mean, okay, so the safety issue is up for you, but, you know, when I listened to what you just said, I really think the key safety issue for you was the fear of having cancer still. That's
yes,
more of a safety issue than the cars were like, what am I worried about these cars for? I just got a clean bill of health. And that's a real safety issue for a lot of people, is just having their health. And
well,
and knowing,
yes,
and
that's, right.
That was just so key for you. It was like, oh, big sigh. All right, who cares? The cars can be fixed. But, you know what it's like to go through cancer. And for you to not have to go through that again, must have felt like a great relief.
Well, it's been a lot for people who have not been around a long time listening to the show. I've dealt with this since 2001. And it escalated and escalated and escalated. And one of the reasons I came back here is my doctor is here and he's magical. And he operates on another level. He is, when I say operates, I don't mean just operates. I mean functions, thinks on a totally different level. He treats me and has from the moment he met me, keeps me away from all tests and examinations and everything he can other than his. He's always kind of put me in a bubble, which, and it's been unspoken between us. And he knows exactly who I am and what I do and totally supports it. So it's a very interesting thing, but whenever he treats me, things are perfect, magical. And, so I was going back and forth from Las Vegas to here, and we knew if it came back again, I was going to have to go through chemo, which is something I really didn't want to do. And,
of course not.
But again, yes, it's a huge safety issue, Squirrel, and it's so interesting. I've been so busy, so involved with everything else. I didn't have time, you know, to fly back and forth and all the things that it entails, and I put it on the shelf, but I also didn't deal with my feelings around it. And as we were talking earlier, I'm so used to asking for things for other people. I think there are times when and it's really interesting on the way there, there's some breathing that the team does, and I can feel it when we do, because they have to use my body. So I'm breathing into my bladder, and my bladder is just, I can just feel it in my bladder. It's so phenomenal. You know, it's like, oh, wow. And I'm thinking, why don't you do this all the time? But again, I think about, not that I'm a martyr, it's just, when you're in service, you think about doing it for others. I'm not real good at, you know, taking the time and just focusing all that energy in on me. I will get better.
We're counting on you, Jackie. But now we need to count on you to go into channel.
Okay. Is it that time? It is that time.
It is okay. That time.
So I'll just finish my last things here. Okay. The ease and elegance of experiencing things from a place of neutrality and the knowing that we put the spin on it is so empowering. If we can step back for a moment or more, actually, with everything that happens and be able to really assess it from that place and allow it to stay neutral, really allow it. I had to do this in a situation with IRS years ago, and I would wake up all during the night. It was a very big issue. It was a long-term negotiation, and regardless, you know, the point of neutrality is I expect to experience only good from this regardless of what's intended. And trying to stay in neutrality and work with that mantra. And it was so magical that the attorneys were just blown away. And I want to say here also, Bonnie would say, you know, what would I have to believe? She's done this for as long as I've known her. We are always going back and forth on stuff. What would I have to believe to have attracted this experience? And she and I discussed my experiences and came up with some other things, and they were absolutely valid. But the diagnosis and the safety were also big issues that I didn't even discuss with her. That's how much I had shoved them back. So my point here is don't forget to look at and process why you attracted something. But do take it to neutrality. Understanding can also, when you take it to neutrality and dispel the emotional reaction to any circumstance, you're there. And if you've got an emotional reaction, get to the bottom of it. Why? The more you do, the easier it'll just kind of fall away. In my case, I had to work with my little girl and tell her not to worry. I'm going to take care of this. You know, we can handle this. We just go face it, and you're going to be fine. I'll take care of you. Big stuff for everybody. And again, with this time space thing shortening up, and it's stuff is shifting constantly. Constantly. Okay, let me. All right, everyone, welcome. All right, well, you have to admit our channel's pretty funny. All right. She's a good sport. All right. Neutrality. If you can, we won't say master this, but we will say really work with these energies, all right? And practice. You know, you've got people around you that can trigger you. All of you do, all right? Situations, people, things you watch on the television set. And we do remind you of this, by the way, especially with all that's going on with North Korea right now. Imperative to all of you to stay in neutrality with this. And when you're in neutrality, then you can send love and light, go into meditation, you know, be over North Korea and literally fill the entire area with love and light. Just focus as much as you can. Don't underestimate how powerful you are. Now, because there are others doing this as well. Now, they know prayer works. Well, this is actually more powerful than prayer. But if you don't go to neutrality, it's going to be distorted. It'll be, let me drop this beautiful light in one bang for, you know, the kid, right? No. From that place of neutrality, all right, you can have incredible impact with and on everyone. Now, you have to also remember, 85 to 95% of all communication is nonverbal. And more people are going to be sensitive to hearing you telepathically. Now, we tell you to practice with this one because it's going to become very, very important. All right? Very important in the future, more than you know. The people that you have difficulties with, and you all have people, if there's somebody out there that has absolutely no problem with anyone, we'll make certain to email the channel and she can talk about you on next week's show. when you can stand back and go to neutrality and flood them with love. Now, this is an interesting one, all right? But you have to be in neutrality to do it the same way you do with North Korea. If you don't go to neutrality, it's going to be distorted. It won't have the impact. Now, this doesn't mean you throw away your boundaries. We're not saying that. But what we are saying, there's nothing more powerful than love. And as the beings that you are, all right, when you can learn to deal with people in this fashion, you're going to see some major shifts, especially in these upcoming times. Especially in these upcoming times. Now, otherwise, you're going to bleed all over every situation. What could turn out to be just lovely will get distorted even more so because you are bleeding all over it. When you go to neutrality with it, you allow it to shift. You actually allow yourself once again to align with a different version of it. The more neutrality you can go to. And this is what Bashar was trying to explain. Every experience is neutral. You came here to play with emotion. That's real. So your emotional response is real. The experience is really neutral. Now, we're getting a little esoteric here, but this is all truth. It's apt now also, you know, with tongue-in-cheek here, we can say to you, for those that would like to get you stirred up, when you go to that absolute neutrality and flood them with love, oh, they're going to get upset. Because they're not getting the response out of you that they normally would. Now, by doing this and being very clear with it, you're going to start aligning with a different version of them. A different version of the experience. You're going to allow it to shift magically, beautifully, elegantly. Unless you're bleeding all over it. Now, what happens if you bleed all over it? What does that mean? Well, you have all kinds of emotional responses. I can't get to neutrality because I'm feeling this and this and this and this. Then withdraw. This is the time you go sit in a nice meditative state and get to the bottom line. Who's responding this way? Is it your child? Is it your adolescent? Is it your young adult? Is it your adult? Who's really responding? And why? What is it that they need? I want his head on a plate. We're all sorry, we're reading your mind here. So
we'll start with that.
All right. So, now, conversely, all right, we want you to be very clear with this. If you have repressed anger with someone, go deal with the anger. Bring it up and out. Write if you must. Write a letter expressing all the anger. We don't care how long it takes you to do it either. It's a day, 2 days, 10 days, 20 days, we don't care. I'm at 100 pages, team. What do I do now? Keep writing. Keep writing until you get it all out. And we mean this. All right. And then read it out loud. Make it a ritual. Make it a ritual. And then burn the letter. This is not new stuff. But the power of doing it today versus what you did a year, 2, 5, 10, 20. Unbelievable. Express the anger. It's a real emotion. If you don't get it out, it's going to show up in your body. It's going to show up in your body. People with cancer have anger. All right. Now, we're careful with being blanket with some of these statements, but it's anger, whether it's the adult, the child, the adolescent, doesn't matter. The channel just got to her anger a couple of weeks ago. Very important. Something she stuffed. She didn't realize it was there. And by the way, for all of you, her appointment was canceled with this doctor out of the blue and moved 2 weeks out, which gave her time to process her anger.
That's interesting.
Now, yes, isn't it? All right. You could draw your conclusions from there. All right. Now, neutrality. You all have exes, ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, friends, whatever. If they're still triggering you, again, go in and find out why. Write your letter. Vent your anger. Your betrayal, your hurt, anything you're feeling. You've got to do it somewhere, people. Otherwise, you're still carrying it around with you. World events. All right. We know this is a difficult one. We know that. No question about it. However, in order to be truly effective, if you come to it with the intent to shift it, to change it, some of the events you may feel are contrived, that there's interference involved with them, and that may be true. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. Go do your magic, all right, to shift it. And we know people who have done this and done an extraordinary job. Extraordinary job. You're all magicians in your own right, whether you fully realize it or not. But without that piece, if you're reacting instead of responding, it's going to be all over the place. It'll bounce off the walls, but it won't accomplish. It won't hit the target. And the reason you all wanted to be here at this time is to assist in the shift and change of the planet. And welcoming your star family, interactions, the acceptance of Earth and humanity. All right, some of you will be here for it, some of you will be on the other side, it doesn't matter. You're infinite, but you'll always know you participated consciously in making these shifts. Now, let's go back to neutrality. One of the great paradoxes. All right? Your reality spins out of your mind, creates a hologram in front of you. So you're responding with what? Emotion. Emotion's real. So if you could think of yourself being in this big movie, all right, interactive movie theater, you're participating, and so are the people that you know, and so on and so forth. You have the extras, and the people are walking around, making it look all busy. That's one piece. The other piece is that it's real. Paradox. It's not this or that, it's this, that. So, all right, your job, if you can, from that place of neutrality, you're fully empowered. You have greater impact, which is what you came to do. This is an alignment with what you came to do. And when you stay in neutrality, you allow things to shift more rapidly, more elegantly, more easily, to outcomes that can be far greater than you ever imagined. Wonderful outcome. Try not to bleed all over it. Can't emphasize that enough. Righteousness is not going to help. And we mean that. We do mean that. There are those of you who would love to see all religions kind of disintegrate. Some of you don't. Bill Maher is the great proponent that religion is the cause of all the problems on the planet. You know, as John Mack would say, God is dead, Nietzsche said so. But there's also, in many ways, a beauty to the spirituality of connecting to something. People are looking to connect to something, to have a reason to be, someone to call on for assistance, and they're going to call on what they know. For many of them, it's Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha. Doesn't matter. Will some religions make it through the change? Well, that depends on what version of Earth you're going to align with, all right? It's going to be up to you. Try to stay neutral. Try not to judge. That's another piece. If you don't judge, it's easier to stay neutral. And we do mean that. And self-love. The more you love yourself, and you're going to have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity this year to fall in love with you. To appreciate who you are, rather than feel so flawed and filled with shame. You're going to have an opportunity this year to start plucking things out of your shadow and find the gifts and treasures that are hidden in there with them. It's going to be a very exciting time. Remember, respond, be neutral. Now, before we stop this, we want to say something. Well, what about reality creation? Do I just go to neutrality? No, not necessarily. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that spin in. However they look. Again, media. All right? The channel and Bonnie were talking the other day, and we love this. And then about the body and beliefs about the body and the media and the contrivance. Bonnie will write a book. That's what she's here to do. And you'll all love it.
promise you, because this is going to be very, very revealing. She's still in the thought process. Unfortunately, many of you condemn yourselves for not measuring up. And we very much hope that all of you this year come to a place of loving who you are. Loving who you are. Embracing who you are. Instead of seeking perfection. The more you love yourself, the more you're going to see the changes take place that are going to be beautiful. But it requires that you love yourself. All right, Squirrel, you have a question.
I do, and this is from one of my good friends, and it's in keeping with what you started to talk about. She writes, "Dear team, I am really trying to respond by sending the leaders of the U.S. and Korea, their military leaders, peace and calm. I find that every time I read the headlines, fear bubbles up and I take a deep breath and go into my heart. This is a perfect example of the old masculine reaction. It is so crazy with nuclear weapons because my grandmother, aunt, and mom were in the bombing of Hiroshima. My mom was too young to remember but my aunt has told horrific stories. How do we respond to this? Thank you, Keechon."
Say the name again, please.
It's Keechon. It's K-I-C-H. Keechon.
K-I-C-H.
A-N.
A-N. Keechon. Oh, Keechon, thank you so much for sending this question in. All right. Again, we're going to say to you, love yourself. You're also dealing with a lineage issue here. The horror of what they had to deal with. All right? Passed on to you. All right? We talk a lot about this in around lineage, that it's very powerful, much more so than most of you understand. All right. For you, you have to deal with the anger. Of what you know happened to your people. That's what you're feeling. All right? Now you can say to us, "Well, team, I don't really have anger. I forgave." No, there's still some stuff there. All right? Look for it. Look for it with your child and adolescent especially, because they started hearing about these stories young. It's anchored very strongly into your lineage, and understandably so. We're certain there are no other listeners to the show who have family that were in Hiroshima. Now, what we ask you to do, again, when you process this, to go to the neutrality without identifying with it. And this is where you get into trouble. Now, everybody that's been touched by war is going to identify with this at some level. And it's easy to blame the patriarchal masculine, we understand. But your job, and especially coming from you, again, go to neutrality. Meditate. Feel yourself floating out above North Korea, high enough up so you can see the whole country. Without judgment, flooded with love and light. No judgment whatsoever. Now, you're going to have other hot spots on the planet
and you're going to be needed. Your magic is going to be needed to help change it. What may come up for you is some sorrow that you weren't there to change the outcome in Hiroshima. But perhaps you're here on this planet for that very reason, to bring your magic to change outcomes so it doesn't happen again. Don't worry about the players. They're included in the love and the light and the peace and the peace. If you notice, nobody's taking an aggressive stand towards North Korea. All right. The young man that's leading the country is a young man filled with hubris, filled with self-importance, but without wisdom. Flood with wisdom, flood with love, nothing more powerful than love, without judgment, without judgment. And if you're able to do that, imagine the love you'll have for yourself. And how that will impact, because everything is really happening in one now moment, your entire lineage. That you were able to come in and make a difference from love. What you're seeing outside of yourself, dear one. What you're seeing outside of yourself is also part of your lineage's need to respond in kind. How could you do this to us, the innocent ones, who paid such a huge price for a few that were out of control? On both sides. On both sides. And we promise you send an email to the channel or to Squirrel, since she's your friend, and she'll forward it to us, and asking for support. Include your name, your address, your information. And we'll work with you specifically. Because you do have a much bigger role on the planet than you realize, dear. Much bigger. We love you and we thank you for sending in your question or your statement. All right, Squirrel, anything else?
We're at the top of the hour. We're going to have to say goodnight.
All right. It's been such a joy to be with all of you. Such a joy and a pleasure. An important night, and as we read all of your energies, you're going through so much shift and change. It's happening so quickly. And even though you may feel that you're reverting back to this or that, be loving to yourself, people. All right, you've all been working for years to heal. Be loving to yourself. Be loving to yourself. And we do mean that, all right? Appreciate all that you've done. And look forward to even more. To even more. Don't underestimate your impact, please. We would like to work with all of you tonight, whether you're listening to this recording 2 years from now or tonight. Call us in, if you will.
and let us help you, if you will, to find more neutrality and more peace to enable you to be of greater assistance to yourself and others. Know that we love you so much. Dear Squirrel, thank you so much for being here every week. We love you. You know that.
I love you too. I do know that. Thank you so much.
Until we speak with all of you again in this format, our dear, dear, dear one, namaste.
Namaste.
I know we're on the line because there's somebody after us. Okay.
That's kind of nice.
Good night, everybody. I hope you have some giggles with us tonight. You know, it helps to be able to laugh at yourself. Know that we love you so, so much, and we really are all one. The more we can look at everyone with the understanding that we are them and they are us, and that includes all of you and Squirrel and I, the faster we're going to make the changes we need to make. More and more that's been coming to me as I watch these different things happen. And I think, dear God, is that some aspect of me I don't want to own? It scares me.
You're too funny.
Good night, everybody. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Squirrel, I love you so much.
I love you too, Jackie. Good night, everyone.
Good night.